Om Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Rakak, Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, Tiro Bhav, Mahamahotavatiti, Ki Dai, Nitai Go Premanande. Hare Krishna. Now, Srila Guru Maharaj, when he was a young man, but deeply under the influence of Vedic literature, understanding Shastra, scripture, one of his relatives detected in him some detachment from the world. And he thought, this doesn't bode well for his future, thinking of mundane family life particularly. So he thought, maybe I can discourage him from all this Krishna culture. And so he was someone who was educated and up on the latest science theory. So he said, did you know the universe is so big? There are stars so far away, and the speed of light is, what is it? 176,000 miles per second? I forget, in kilometers. 300,000 kilometers.
347,000
per second. The light from that star has yet to reach the Earth. So, do you think, God's so far away, he has time for people like us? His obvious Bengali cousin. So that was his life. It's so vast, so infinite, then, and we're so tiny and so finite. He's so far away. He has any time or inclination for people like us. And Guru Maharaj just immediately responded, without thinking about this, his natural response was, he said, can you show me somewhere where he isn't? That's what he said. He may be far away, but can you show me somewhere where he's not? So this is Veda, Upanishad, Shastra Chaksu, seeing through the eyes of scripture. The Ishopanishad mantram says, we learned in the very beginning, right? Tad ejati, tad naijati, tad dure, tad antike, tad antarasya sarvasya, tadu sarvasyasya bahyataha. He's very far away, tad dure, tad antike, but he's very near as well. I find it humorous. Sometimes it's mentioned that Nrisimhadev or Vishnu, in so-called fear of Hiranyakashipu, he was hiding in the one place he'd never look, his heart. He's searching everywhere for the enemy of my brother who killed my brother. Scrutinizing him. But the one, he's not, Vishnu is not, I'll hide in the one place he'll never think of looking, his heart. It says something. That's the one place where we're not thinking to look. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridayeshe arjuna tishtati. Krishna tells that to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Tene brahma hrida. It's a heart to heart transaction. It's not data transfer. It's not the transfer of information. It's not, prioritizing hits on a Google search, which one will be best for me. Right? Tene Brahma Hrida, from the heart of Krishna into the heart of Brahma. And what is the heart? I like the poet Yeats, and he says, deep in the heart's core, and his famous song about Innisfree. I'll live in the bee loud glade. Where are you saying? Where this we can say by inference, this divine vibration, it'll be resonating deep in the heart's core, the deep heart's core. Because there might also be superficial levels of heart. We can do that, go that far. Srila Guru Maharaj saying there's gradation everywhere and everything, then there should be gradations of heart also. Why not? Union and separation, one of Guru Maharaj's sutras. Union and separation. Where does the heart achieve its greatest depth, its greatest capacity to give its most vital substance? In separation. Bahi visajalahoy bitore anandamoy Krishna premer adbhuta charit. This is the adbhuta charit, the wonderfully astonishing characteristic of Krishna prem, that in separation from Krishna. What does that mean? In separate, if we know in this world, literature, songs, what is the Guru Maharaj like to quote the poet, who is it, Wordsworth, where he says, our sweetest songs are those that tell the saddest thought. Right? So the heartbreaking love story, heartbreaking, cracks the heart open as if to allow it to release some extraordinary substance. Right? So Krishna Prem. So if you can feel heartbreak, being separated from the beloved in this world can crack the heart open, then what to speak of the supreme beloved? Krishna premier adbhuta charit bahe jish vishajala hoy. Visha means like poison, as if one has been poisoned. Right, the famous writer who died recently, Gabriel Garcia Marquez, one of his famous works, Love in the Time of Cholera, comparing love and separation, that they can't distinguish. Is this person suffering from some kind of terminal illness, or it's the heartbreak of separation? And there's a mysterious opening there. This is the focal point of the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, is union and separation. Krishna, who knows everything about the joys of union, right? Kandarpa koti kamini avishesha shobham Lakshmi sahasrasata sambrahma sevyamanam. That Krishna, with unlimited opportunities for enjoyment, as the focal point of his pastimes and the descent of Mahaprabhu, Guru Rupa Harim Gauram Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam. Guru Maharaj writes in his Prapanna Jivanamritam, right, in those introductory slokas, his deity, Sri Guru Gaura Gauranga Govindangringanai Saha Bande Prasadato Yesham Savaramba Subankara Gandharva Govinda Sundar. Why Gandharva Gandharvika? Srimati Radharani is as the enchantress of the heart of Govinda, Govinda Mohini, by her singing, self-giving, self-offering singing and dancing, divine movement enhanced with ultimate beauty, attracting Krishna. So Srila Guru Maharaj, he says that in his case, he's saying he was not so much attracted to Krishna in the beginning. Why? He said, because Krishna is an enjoyer, not an enjoyer, the supreme enjoyer. his pastimes of enjoyment. He said, I was rather attracted to the self-givers, self-sacrifice. Even his very name given at birth, Ramendra Chandra Bhattacharya. His mother wanting to protect him, fearing the dangers, complications of pregnancy, praying to Ramachandra for some divine blessings, protection. So upon his successful birth, he's given a name, Ramendra Chandra, and family name, Bhattacharya. So a guru family, they're natural born instructors. When he comes to the Gaudiya Math, well, even before that, he was told when he's in college, he goes one morning to brush his teeth, and the boy next to him, he was brushing his teeth, starts talking about his house where he lives, his home. And he refers to his father. He says, that gentleman's house that I live in was saying the other day something. And Guru Maharaj is surprised at this type of talk, to speak about one's father that way. So he says, you shouldn't be referring to your father as that gentleman's house I live in. I mean, he's your father after all. You know, should speak with some more familiarity, affection. And he said, that boy said, yes, actually, you're right. That's true. He said, but isn't it also true from another point of view? If we factor in Vedic understanding, Jalaja Navalakani Stavar Lakavingshati, 8,400,000 different species of life, the soul and its evolution going from aquatic species lower, evolving to higher, to higher, to higher, at last achieving human life, and then being born into a particular family according to karmic destiny. So real, and this happening so many times. Janame Janame Hoy Pita Mata Pai, Guru Krishna, Tarkamile Bhaja Hariyai. Birth after birth, Janame Janame Hoy Pita Mata Pai. You get mother and father, but it's very rare to meet Krishna's agent, Sri Guru, and engage in the worship of Hari, Sri Hari, Krishna. So when he responded that way, Guru Maharaj said, those words struck his heart like lightning, and he thought, yeah, I can't deny that what he's saying is true. Yes, we're wandering through this mayic samsara. Right? Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagavan Jeev. Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. When Guru Maharaj returned to his village, Hapaniya, after so many years being gone, Achyutananda Maharaj was with him at the time. And again, a family member was charmed to see him accompanied by some boy from New York City. You know, this doesn't happen every day in a Bengali village. You show up with a boy from New York City. And so they're sort of, you know, delightfully charmed and puzzled at this. So someone said, "How we're from this land, the land of Mahaprabhu, and we don't have so much appreciation. But you're from New York City and you're appreciating. How is that possible?" And Achyutananda answered by saying, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Latavej. It is not a question of GPS or mundane location. Someone in a particular mundane location will come in connection with us. But Bhagavan Jeev, it is divine good fortune that one may get this connection. And Guru Maharaj is like to quote the poet Magha who wrote this book, Shishupal Vada, The Death of Shishupal, where he says, your present position has some indication of the past as well as the future. So if there is some present connection or with Krishna consciousness, appreciation, that is indicative of some past brush with the Nirguna plane. Right? And it's also indicative of a bright future. Mukti arhit vanyata rupam swaropena vibhastiti. The faith, the happy future of all of those in connection substantially with an agent of Krishna through the Krishna consciousness movement, a life of love with Krishna, jive swarupai Krishnara nityadas, eternal servitude and a loving relationship with Krishna. So Guru Maharaj, that chance meeting with that fellow student again, and what did he say appreciated about him? Some self-giving tendency, the self-sacrifice, the dharmic nature of Ramachandra, also the Atmanivedanam to the extreme of Srimati Radharani, that her very name Aradita indicates that one who worships Krishna by offering herself fully to him and his divine will. These things attracted him. And when he heard the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he said he devoured them like nectar, and that set him on search for the lotus feet of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, whom Srila Guru Maharaj recognized as Mahaprabhu's agent. Right? The other verse in beginning of Prapanna Jivanamritam, Gauravag Vigraham Bande. Gora Vaibhavam, Gora Sankirtanomatam, Gora Karuna Sundaram, Gora Vag Vigraha. Really, the personification of the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Dev, realized in Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. We're told before, when it was announced to Saraswati Thakur, Guru Maharaj is seeking his connection, that he quoted the verse from Bhagavad Gita, Yad Yad Acharati Shrestha, where it says what the great men do, they're like Mahajan sowing the way for others. So he's saying, if someone like this, referring to Srila Guru Maharaj's high status and Brahminical culture, Bhattacharya, saying if someone like this joins our mission, it will lend prestige to the institution. Right? So even Saraswati Thakur is recognizing that in him, and also the ability to represent him when Srila Guru Maharaj, we could say this, that when Srila Saraswati Thakur would give a talk, it was so high and so deep and refined that even though his disciples were qualified by birth and culture, still it was beyond their grasp. So after hearing that, they would approach Srila Guru Maharaj after the lecture to explain to them what he said. So that indicates another position on him, being able to properly and fully, comprehensively represent Srila Saraswati Thakur, and with a certificate no less than from Srila Saraswati Thakur himself. When he read Guru Maharaj's composition, the Bhaktivinod Virahadasakam. Particularly the sloka where he says, Sri Gaura Anumatam Swarupa Biditam Rupa Grajain Adritam Rupa Dye Pariveshitam Ragu Ganai Ashraditam Sevitam Jiva Dye Abhirakshitam Sukha Shiva Brahma Samanitam Sri Radha Paraseva Namritam Aho Taddatum Isho Bhavan. And we're told when Srila Saraswati Thakur, he's seeing all the verses, but when he saw this particular one, he said, who has written this? And someone said, Sridhar Maharaj. And he said, no, Sridhar Maharaj has not written this. Bhaktivinod Thakur has written this through him. He considered it that perfect. It was as if it was from the pen of Bhaktivinod Thakur himself. And what was he identifying? But what is the Krishna consciousness movement substantially? And what is the gift of Bhaktivinod Thakur to the world in the form of the Krishna consciousness movement? What Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada took around the world in pursuance of the order of Srila Saraswati Thakur to fulfill the divine vision of Bhaktivinod. Here, very beautifully, very perfectly encapsulated. Sri Gauranumatam Swarupaviditam. The real reason for the appearance of Mahaprabhu in this world, that's only understood fully by Swarup Damodar. As we hear in the Chaitanya Charitamritam, how is Swarup Damodar described as? Mahaprabhu Dutiya Kalevar, Mahaprabhu the Second, or his other self. When Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is providing the foundation for Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam, he says that really what I'm giving here, all of this I got from Raghunath Das Goswami, the Prayojan Tattvacharya of the Rupanuga line. But that Raghunath Das Goswami, what he got were from the notes and personal sharing and instructions of Swarup Damodar. So really, when Mahaprabhu tells in that Gundicha pastime, your Gaudiya, that's really a high compliment. I mean, everyone in this line or aspiring for a service connection with this line, it will all go to Swarup Damodar, who we know from the indications of Mahaprabhu's parishads like Kavi Karnapur, is none other than Lalita Sakhi. So Radharani's right-hand personal attendant. Right? So Guru Maharaj says here in the beginning, Sri Gauranumatam Swarupaviditam. The full reason and understanding for the descent of Mahaprabhu is known only to Swarup Damodar. That's why Kaviraj Goswami is quoting him, and that Swarup Damodar is also appreciating the position of Rupa Goswami. So Sri Gauranamutam Swarupa Viditam Rupa Agrajain Adritam, and Sanatan Goswami, here taken to be the elder brother of Rupa Goswami and given some prominence here. This substance of the internal reason for the descent of Mahaprabhu, his ecstatic emotional interior, this is adritam, worshipped by Sanatana Goswami Prabhu. Rupa agrajain adritam, rupa dye pariveshitam. And Rupa Goswami, as we heard recently in Charitamritam after the Rath Yatra festival and Vrindavan pastimes, when Mahaprabhu is introducing Rupa Goswami to all of his followers, he's indicating that he is the person qualified to carry on substantially what is Mahaprabhu's line, so much so that it becomes known as those in the line as Rupanugas. Right. So Mahaprabhu asked there in that assembly for Rupa Goswami to reveal the Ishta Devata of the book he is writing, the work. And of course, it's Mahaprabhu. It says, Anarpita Charim Chirat Koranavatirna Kalo Samarpaya Tamuna Tojalavasam Swabhakti Sriyam. Saying, what Sachinandana, Sachinandan, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, or as Guru Maharaj told in the beginning, Guru Rupa Harim Gauram Radha Ruchi Ruchavitam. Now, when Krishna has taken the Guru Rupa, Radha Baba Subalita Nomi Krishna Sarupam, he is enveloped in the heart and halo of Srimati Radharani. From that position, he's disseminating Krishna consciousness. So Rupa Goswami, in his books, is revealing his Ishta Devata, his worshipable deity, is none other than Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Radha Bhava Duti Subalita, who is Krishna enveloped in the heart and halo of Srimati Radharani. And then that gives some indication of from which perspective his work is going to be presented. Rupadye Pariveshitam Raguganai Ashwaditam Sevitam. So here, and Raghunath Das Goswami, who also considers himself a Rupanuga, he's the Prayojan Tattva of the Gaudiya line. Right? And what are his works? The Vilapa Kusumanjali, a very favorite work of Srila Guru Maharaj. Particularly, he liked to quote a sloka from there. Dasayate mama rasastu rasastu satyam sakayame mama namostu namostu nityam. Where Raghunath Das Goswami is saying, as the Prayojan Tattva Acharya, who's ultimately indicating what is the focal point of everyone in this line, he's saying, if there is no superior servitor there, I don't crave intimacy. Right? I don't crave the intimacy, intimate service. If there is no superior servitor there, what would I be doing there? He's saying, so rather, dashayate mama namostu satyam, namostu namostu satyam. I'm trying for the least aspect of seva. Right? And that sort of thing is echoed in the sentiments of Rupa Goswami and praise of Lalita, another favorite sloka of Guru Maharaj, Radha Mukunda Parasambhava Garabindu Nirmanchano Pukarani Krita Deha Laksham Uttunga Sofrita Vishesham Vrishat Pragalvam Devim Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami. That Lalita Sakhi is focused on the least aspect of seva, to not allow any disturbance to go into the upper world. Again, it's echoing the sentiments expressed in the song of Srila Saraswati Thakur when they transferred the deities of Gandharvika Giridhari from the Gaudiya Math, their hired house in Ultodanga, to their new flagship Math in Bagbazar. What did he write? Pujala Ragapat Gaurababange Matala Sarujana Bishayarange. That the path of Ragamarg, that shall always be kept in a higher position, one level above, consistent with his indication of Govardhan being the ultimate aspiration for those in this line, in his line. Why? He's saying, from Govardhan, the servitors go to Kusum Sarovara to collect flowers to serve the superior Guru Varga and Radha Kunda and return to Govardhan. Guru Maharaj is telling when they are building one of the residences in the Math, in one of the mats in Mayapur. When Saraswati Thakur said his residence would be on the ground floor, Guru Maharaj and the other devotees both thought, well, then who could live above him? You know, that wouldn't be good, right? So they're thinking, if you're going to be on the ground floor, then who will be above you? And Saraswati Thakur said, oh, that's for our Guru Varga. They'll be staying there. We're always in a lower position, one level removed. All of these things are connected. His sannyas, and sannyas, the highest position in Varnashram, but bowing to the Paramahansa Babaji's. As when one Babaji in Vrindavan was contesting Saraswati Thakur's giving Brahminical initiation, irrespective of class, caste. Kesava Maharaj and Guru Maharaj, they were speaking with that gentleman. Kesava Maharaj ultimately said, what do you consider higher, the Brahmin thread or the copian of the Babaji? And he said, the copian of the Babaji. But that you're giving irrespective of caste. And then Guru Maharaj told him, he said, actually, we worship the Babaji's as higher. They're worshipable to us. And he said, as he began speaking in that way, the nun was like... But Guru Maharaj said, at the conclusion, he said, but we don't consider you that, so don't mind. But he told him, no, they're actually Pujala Raghapat, the Ragamarg, the path of spontaneous devotion, the gopi bhav, that's worshipable to us in the higher plane. We don't bring that down here for fear of polluting it. Jiva dyeya birakshitam. Next line. And Jiva Goswami, Baladev Bidyabhusham, they're protecting this divine substance from adulteration, from modification, or from those who would challenge its legitimacy. That's the seva of Jiva Goswami. And Guru Maharaj points out one of his slokas to Saraswati Thakur, Sri Jiva Te Justiti, with a type of fervor and fire of Jiva Goswami. Saraswati Thakur was defending the line of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the Rupanuga line in a similar way. So they're like rakkak, bhakti rakkak. I once suggested this can be rendered as guardian of devotion, and Guru Maharaj and Gurudev, they happily accepted that. The rakkak, the guardian, bhakti rakkak, the guardian of devotion, to, in the same way, to protect it from modification, adulteration, or from those who would challenge its legitimacy. When someone tried to, with Srila Guru Maharaj himself, challenge the legitimacy of Saraswati Thakur's preaching, saying what he is giving, it is not Vedic, right? Saying, that's, he tried this approach, saying it's contradicting what is given in Veda, or it's not Vedic and its foundation. Guru Maharaj responded by saying, what are the Vedas and what is their target? Right? The Vedas, when we speak about the rishis, they're the recorded statements of the rishis, recorded their observations of the truth, and that's what they're presenting. And what is it primarily? These categories: Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan. It's primarily Brahma, right? With some Paramatma and a hint of Bhagavan. This is their presentation. It's like Arja Patam Chihitva Uddhava, saying the Braja Gopis, they've rejected that. They've crossed over that. Right? So, a hint of Bhagavan they're giving. saying, but our Guru Maharaj and Bhaktivinod Thakur, what are they giving? Mahaprabhu's full-fledged theistic Krishna conception. Something needs attention? Hare Krishna. Don't want an explosion. Hare Krishna. Anyway, so Srila Guru Maharaj, in a very short way, he demonstrated that actually what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is giving and Bhaktivinoda Thakur giving to the world surpasses what was given by the Vedic Rishis. So, defeating this type of challenge. So, jiva dye abhirakshitam. Why? Sukha, Shiva, Brahma. They're aspiring for a drop of this substance. Even higher, Uddhava. Asa maho charananrenu jushama hangshang brindavane kimapi gumalatosadinam yad dushtajam swajanam arjapatam chihitva bejur mukunda parivim shrutibir vimigram. As when a pundit from South India who knew the entire Srimad Bhagavatam met with Srila Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj said, and you know all, committed to memory, all 18,000 slokas of the Bhagavatam. In your estimation, who are the greatest devotees? And he said, the four Kumaras. Tasyaravindanayanasya padarvina kinjau kamisha tulasi makaranda vayu antargata svavivarena chakaratesham sankshobhyam akshara jusham api chittatanvo. How they were transformed by the aroma of the tulsi and the lotus feet of the Lord. So the Kumaras, they're in the highest position. They're the greatest sages. What do you say? And Guru Maharaj, he said, they're in the lowest position. What? And with two slokas, he demonstrated who's holding the highest position. Bhaktivinoda talks about Barabahi and Saragrahi. Barabahi means like an ass carrying a pack animal. Saying all these books, all this literature, if you're a great scholar, you may, are not a Saragrahi, one who can extract the essence, you're carrying around like a burden. It's the weight of scholastic academic understanding. So 18,000 slokas he's carrying with him, but can't discern who are the supreme devotees. So with two slokas, the Saragrahi, the one who can extract the essence, Guru Maharaj says, first, from the mouth of Krishna. We must agree, the Bhagavat Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamalama, if Krishna is speaking there, there's no greater authority than Krishna. It's the book of Krishna, or as Prabhupada said, Krishna book. So if Krishna says this is the greatest devotee, that has to be accepted. What does Krishna say? Na tata priyatama atma yonir na shankara, na cha sankarsana, na cha Shri Naivatma Cha Yata Bhavan. From no less than the mouth of Krishna, he says, not Atmabhu Brahma, who you hear from so much in the Bhagavatam, Brahma Stuti. Right? What did he say in that sloka? Kim Bahuktya. Bibo, Janantu, Eva Janantu, that Brahma, saying, not him, Atmabhu, Nachaiva, Sankarshan, not Sri, not Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. He said, in fact, Naivatma cha yathabhavan, my own self, I'm not as dear to me as my devotee, as Uddhava, as you, Uddhava. So here he establishes the supremacy of the position of Uddhava. And then what? Second sloka. And so from the mouth of Krishna, he indicates Uddhava. And then we say, oh, Uddhava, Krishna says you're the highest devotee, you're the best, not even himself is as dear to himself as you. And what do you say, Uddhava? Uddhava, asamaho charanarenu jisham ahangsham, brindavane kimapi gumalato sadinam. I, having seen Radharani and the Braja Gopis, I am aspiring for an atomic presence and the soil of Vrindavan, so that some of the dust from their lotus feet may come upon my head, thereby consecrating my existence. So with two slokas, from Krishna to Uddhava, from Uddhava to the Braja Gopis. And what does Guru Maharaj say in one sloka, his own? Yadamiya mahima sri bhagavatam katayam pratipadam anubhutam apyalabdhavideya tad akila rasa lila murti shama lila avalambam madura rasadi sri radha parasevanamritam. Well, similar. Parasevanamritam. Although her name is not mentioned, at every step, every sloka, every indication along the way is to take one in the direction of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. That's Guru Maharaj's sloka. And these 18,000 slokas, what are you supposed to understand from that? Radha Dasyam, that the only thing in life worth aspiring for is service to the lotus feet of Radharani, who she controls Krishna. She has the copyright, trademark, registered owner of Krishna. Go to her, and then you'll get Krishna automatically. Don't waste your time trying to go directly to Krishna. He's crooked. Tribhanga lalitam. Right? What is it? Niyata prakasam. That's some indication of his ways. Ahir ivagata premna swabhava kutila bhavet. Autocrat, despot, and liar. Krishna saying, don't go like the master chef. You've got your ingredient. Give that to the master chef and they'll turn it into some inconceivably nectarine substance. That's our system. On whatever level this resonates in your heart, you have some serving energy, some serving capacity. Give that little energy, whatever it is, give that offer it to the lotus feet of Sri Guru. So Uddhava aspires for it. Then this big buildup, what is it? He's saying, Mahaprabhu came down here to distribute something, but Srup Damodar only really knows fully what it is. Sanatan Goswami's worshipping it. Rupa Goswami's distributing it. Raghunath Das and Krishnadas, by extension, they're tasting it. And instead of it becoming less tasteful, by their tasting it, it's becoming increasingly tasteful. Shukamukhadam amritadrava samyatam. It's becoming even more pleasing. So what is it? And he says, Sri Radha Sevanamritam Aho Tadatum Ishobhavan Parasevanamritam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's gift to the world is this prospect, this possibility. He's bringing us, giving us the opportunity to come in connection with the service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And that's why Mahaprabhu descended. Jadigor no hoita tabiki hoita. Kamori daritam dehe. Radhar mahima prema rasasima jagata janatake. The great associates of Mahaprabhu, they're saying the same thing. Just, it's so beautiful that they can say it in a fresh and new and palpable, tasteful, meaningful way. That's why Shukumukha Ramritra Dabhasamritam, it's becoming more relishable. When Guru Maharaj expresses these things, it becomes more relishable, and it's relishable by us, his extending the capacity to relish this substance. That's what tadatumish, aho, is the Sanskrit like for. That's how you express astonishment, and it's in Sanskrit. Aho. He's saying, oh, Bhaktivinoda, this is your gift to the world. This is what has come to us in the form of the Krishna consciousness movement. This is unthinkable. Unthinkable of unthinkable things. The, you know, impossible of impossible things. This is your gift to the world. That's why Saraswati Thakur is saying, who wrote this? Who wrote this? They go, Sridhar Maharaj. No, Sridhar Maharaj has not written this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this through him. It's that perfect, the representation. And very beautifully, as Srila Keshava Maharaj said, readings, Guru Maharaj's writing, he said, the perfect combination of ontological substance and poetic beauty. Someone can put ontology there, but it's not sweet. Someone can write some sweet rhyming words, but there's no substance. It's sentiment. Here, we're finding the highest philosophical and expression of the divine reality and sweetly expressed. Brahma, Brahma Sanghita, right? Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shavam. How beautiful is Krishna? Shobana Krishna, Krishna Shobha. 10 million cupids personified as one. That type of, it scares us to think, we think one cupid is more than we can handle, right? For this world, pivoting on the erotic principle. Here, 10 million cupids combined into one, right? Like the ladies in Mathura, when they see Krishna, Lavanya Saram, Gopyastapak, Rupam, Lavanya Saram, Asamorva, Ananya Siddham, Drigbi, Pivantu, Nirsubha, Binavam, Durapam, Ekanta, Dama, Yashasha, Shriya, Aishwaryasya, Gopyastapak, Kamacharan, Yadamusha, Rupam. The first thing they think, Krishna is so beautiful. This is how devotees think. They think, what do the gopis do that they get to see him all the time? They've just seen Krishna for the first time, we can say. Immediately they're saying, what do the gopis do? They get to see him all the time. Did they do some special, is it a special mantra? Then give me that mantra. Or it's like, you have to, no, they say, no, you have to fast a certain way or at a certain time or stand on one foot, you know, just tell me what it is. Krishna is inconceivably beautiful. Lavanyasaram asamordva ananyasiddhim. Inconceivably beautiful. Lavanyasaram is like beauty cream, the cream of all beautiful substance. Saying, so please tell me, what did they do? What did they do? No, it's not some particular austerity. They do things like that superficially. What is it? They gave their hearts to Krishna, themselves, heart and soul. That's why Guru Maharaj said, when I think of Radharani, I lose myself. So when I think of her level of self-giving and self-sacrifice, everything else becomes trash. He can say that. We can't really say that. As Guru Maharaj also said, our problem is this world, you know, we like it. Or we think we do. Or we think we're going to find some way to adjust it, fine-tune it in our favor. And we're, incessantly seduced by this prospect that material happiness is just around the corner. You know, coming soon. And we have to deal with that. What can break that? Jata shraddha matkatasu nirvina sarva karmasu veda dugatmakan kaman prityage pyanisvara. liking this. You don't have to understand it, fortunately. It's beyond human comprehension. So sometimes we're madmen having a mad talk. Mahaprabhu says that. Ami ek botul tumi dutiya. It's like, I'm the crazy number one, you're crazy number two for listening to me. That's what he's saying. But yanisha sarvabhutanam tasyam jagrati samyame. Person says, no. Actually, like, what is, people may think, what Einstein and Niels Bohr, what they're talking, that's crazy. These Einstein and his friends, Einstein and friends, you know, they're crazy if you hear them talk. Or is it they're not so crazy. They're talking about something that's actually very meaningful, very refined, very real, very much real, not a mad fantasy. That's the secret to that talk. Yet the people in general may think that it's madness or be unable to penetrate. So much so that Kaviraj Goswami says, actually, these things should not be revealed. So why am I doing it? Gurudev said to Guru Maharaj about the Brahma Gayatri explanation. Maharaj, why are you revealing this? Not to. Maybe better not to. And Guru Maharaj said, if I don't, who will? And also, as Kaviraj Goswami says, if you're not qualified to appreciate this, you'll just think it's madness. He said, so even though it shouldn't be spoken, I couldn't be happier than knowing that only qualified people will be able to appreciate it. That's what Srila Saraswati Thakur recognized in Srila Guru Maharaj, the quality for this sort of depth of appreciation. The same thing when Mahaprabhu sees the sloka of Rupa Goswami, the parallel sloka. Mahaprabhu, before Jagannath at the Rath Yatra, is singing the equivalent of a mundane song. I mean, to put it in modern context, imagine we're at Rath Yatra and then someone starts singing some like mundane song everybody knows from the radio and seems to be very moved by the whole thing. That would be a test of faith. Right. Those devotees, because they're so quiet, they don't think anything of it. Right? They can't explain it, but it doesn't bother them. It doesn't. They're lost in their own divine madness, we can say. But Rupa goes, Swipdhamidhar knows, Rupa Viditam. And then Mahaprabhu finds the sloka written on a palm leaf, bamboo. You've seen the way they etch. That's how the books, they still have them here, you can find them. With a pen, a stylus etching into the bamboo skin. Mahaprabhu sees the sloka. And it's revealing, unlocking all the mystery of what he's singing before Jagannath. And he to Swipdhamidhar and saying, how can Rupa know this? And Swipdhamidhar, because they know, only the two of them know. Swipdhamidhar says, well, how can anybody know anything about Krishna consciousness? You must have revealed it to them. It must have your divine backing. This is the point. The same way Rupa Goswami, I'm saying, oh, well, we'll never have that. No. Everyone connected in this life, and particularly by the grace of Srila Guru Maharaj, is getting access to those things. But how? If there's any appreciation? The same answer is there. You must have given it to them. And that's why Guru Maharaj, as exalted as he was, amazingly revered everyone newly connected to Krishna consciousness. This was not a posing on his part. He would say, we shall revere the person newly connected. We're thinking, well, wait, you're the epitome, Krishna consciousness personified. And what is he saying? At 92, I am a student. and I shall forever remain a student. He is our leader. And he's saying, I'm a student. The professor, the perfect professor, is saying, I'm a student, and I shall ever remain a student. Srila, quoting Saraswati Thakur in Madras and so on, when the teacher withdraws from the class, one of the advanced students becomes the monitor. That was his example. He's a perfect teacher. Guru Maharaj is saying, I didn't like to hear that example. I don't think of him that way. But he's presenting himself that way. Guru Maharaj, he's saying at 92, I'm a student, I shall forever remain a student. The finite is going to meet the infinite. Vrindavan Das, according to the capacity, a bird flying in infinite sky, how high can you go? Right? Or diving into an infinite ocean. When Mahaprabhu is going to explain Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu to Rupa Goswami, he's saying, Rupa, the length and breadth of this divine ocean is unlimited, but I will take one drop and explain that to you. And that's also unlimited. A drop of the infinite is also infinite. So Srila Guru Maharaj said, we shall revere even the new person because now they have a connection with this divine substance. And maybe we're stagnating or not going, making so much progress, and the new person will surpass me. He said, and if I properly revere them and their connection with this divine substance, I'll be in a position to receive grace from them in the future. So this sort of insight, we can only think of Mahaprabhu saying, what is the unbearable suffering in this world? He's saying, separation from the devotee. Interestingly, there he doesn't say Krishna. He says the devotee. But because it's to include, without the devotee, there is no Krishna. That's the long and short of it. Only a mirage of Krishna, a superficial representation of Krishna. Without the devotee, we have no Krishna. And that's Guru Maharaj's, one of his other favorites, and that of Saraswati Thakur from the Bilapakusa Manjali of Raghunath Das Goswami. Ashavare Amriti Sindhu Mayi Katanchit Kalo Mayati Gamita Kila Sampratami Tam Chet Kripam Mayi Vidasa Shinayiva Kimme Prane Brajena Chabororu Bakarinapi. This exclusive devotion to Srimati Radharani and her extended self surrogate, Sri Guru, saying, my life is an aspiration to serve your holy lotus feet, without which, of what value is my life? This is how the servitor gauges the meaningfulness of their existence. My life is an aspiration to serve you. If that's not possible, then of what would I do with life? And you say, oh, well, you can go to Vrindavan. Say, but without you, Guru, Sri Guru, what good is Vrindavan to me? And to ratchet it up further, and Krishna himself is of no use to me without you. So really, the connection all of us have with Krishna consciousness is through the devotees of Krishna. And it's all, as Guru Maharaj explains in his Gayatri, Bhargo Bhai Brishabhanu Jatma Bivavai Karadana Sri Puram. The whole spiritual world is a construct of the heart of Srimati Radharani to serve Krishna. So it always comes back to this. It's what Guru Maharaj impressed upon us from the first meeting, from day one meeting with him, to the end until now. That this is the thing worth dedicating ourselves to in life. And if we get that chance, that opportunity, as it is being given to us from His divine grace and His eternal associates, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who we revere as our Guru Varga, then on this day, by the pull of affection for Srila Guru Maharaj and his beautiful Su Siddhanta's irresistibly beautiful Krishna conception, but particularly through Mahaprabhu. And just to close with this, somebody said, Brahma, Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham, that Krishna, reality the beautiful, but that Krishna, under the influence and the heart and halo of Srimati Radharani, what did Guru Maharaj write? Svarna Koti Darpa Nava Deho Varna Gauravam Padma Parijata Vanditanga Sauravam Koti Kami Murchitangri Rupa Rasarangaram Prema Dama Devameva Nome Gaurasandaram. Guru Maharaj is so much in love with Mahaprabhu, he blushes when he talks about Mahaprabhu. The way someone, if you realize that someone, like when you discover somebody is in love with someone and they start blushing, you mention their name, they can't, they're trying, they don't want anybody to know, but they can't hide it. Like they blush, like Guru Maharaj would blush like a pink lotus at the mention of Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundar. He can't contain that. And here, what did he say? Svarna Koti Darpana. How Gaura is Gauranga? How golden is Gauranga? And the beauty of Radharani's heart when he's involved. He said, Svarna Koti Darpanaba Deho Varna Gauravam. Like 10 million brilliant mirrors of gold. If you had 10 million brilliant, you know, shining mirrors of gold, that, like that. If that could be made in the mind, that's how radiant is Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the heart and halo of Radharani. Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam. Padma Parijata Gandabandi Tangasa. Koti Kami Murchi Tangri Rupa Rasa Rangaram. And what does he say here? 10 million cupids would faint to see the beauty of Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami said, Raso Dama Kamar Buddha Madura Dama Jula Tunur Jati Namu Tankshas Tarani Vidyoti Basana. Even the garments of Mahaprabhu are glowing, so much radiance coming from him. He said, like, what, his cupids, 10 million cupids in full blown Rasitic cupidity. Raso Dama Kamar Buddha Madura Dhamma. How sweet and irresistible is the form of Mahaprabhu. But what is Guru Maharaj saying? And those 10 million cubits, they'll faint to see the beauty. How beautiful is Mahaprabhu. So in this realm of these concepts, and he's always living there, going on with this internal dialogue every day, churning the nectar ocean, and some new stream of nectarine concept coming from him. So it's our good fortune, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, is giving everyone, even till now, the opportunity to serve the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj. That is his idea of what this mission is. To like Lalita Sakhi, not allow anything of disturbance or distraction to enter that plane of seva. So for us, we have, when the beep, 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 beep thing goes, then someone can get up and go tend to that. There's always some, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the apparent inconvenience of service necessity or that burden, he says, is like, that's the labor of love. He's very happy to have that, the call of seva. Gurudev, as soon as he identifies something as being the service to the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj, he's eager for that, to be first in line for that service opportunity. That's Das Goswami's Dashaya, Dashashate, Mamarasastru Satyam. Always ready for even the least seva. Hare Krishna. Srila Avadhut Maharaj, he has that type of serving tendency and capacity, and he's giving all of us serving opportunities. That we need. You cannot maintain Krishna consciousness without service connection. It's impossible. It really. Or at best you'll have some a mirage, a fictitious representation of it. There has to be a service connection. Save on mukhe hijavaru shaimeva spuratira. Then these other things that we do are meaningful. But there has to be a service connection. And thank the Lord for Srila Avadhut Maharaj giving us unlimited service connection. And answering that call, I'll be trying to go there and represent Guru Maharaj's. If I get some opportunity to represent Srila Guru Maharaj, then I think I'm doing something valuable with my time and energy, my life. And I advise the same for everybody here. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Tiro Bab Mahamahotsavati Ti Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajaka Charja Asatara Sattva Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Guru Maharaj Tiro Bab Mahamahotsavati Ti Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Sandar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. And the Srimat Chaitanya Saraswata Mata Bhara Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim. Guru Maharaj, so like, what is the Chaitanya Saraswat Mat started by him, founded by him? Well, the conceptual architecture has been encapsulated and encrypted in the Mat's Pranam Mantra. Sri Chaitanya Saraswata Matabara Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim. What, first and foremost, he put a flag. Like, we have so much bamboo here. Guru Maharaj would have liked that. But he would have wanted to say, the biggest bamboo we have, the tallest bamboo we have, and there put the flag announcing, like, this is Radharani's place. It's for her service, promote. Jai Sri means Radharani. Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim. The Kirti, the glorification of Jai Sri, of Radharani, to loudly broadcast that, profoundly broadcast the glories of Radharani, her position. That's why Mahaprabhu descended. That's what the members of this mat shall do. What is its GPS? Conceptually speaking, Bibrat Sambhati Ganga Tata, on the banks of the Ganga, and sprung out from that soil of Navadeeptam, Koladri Raje, where Koler Danga, Gupta Govardhan, that's where that's its location. The hidden Govardhan of Navadvip. Yattashi Gora Saraswata Nirata Goragata Grinanti. And what do they do? Glorifying Mahaprabhu, Radharani, Sri Guru Gauranga, and Krishna, as Guru said. Recently, I've developed some attraction for Krishna. He said, and even that he said, because I know, if you're aspiring for service in Radharani's group, of course you have to like Krishna. So, Gauragata Granthi, Nityam Rupanuga, and the Rupanuga, Nityam Rupanuga Sri Kritimati, Guru Gauranga, Radha Jitasa, aspiring for that service. Sri Radhika Madhavasam, like Das Goswami's prayer. All very perfectly expressed. That was Guru Maharaj's, Gurudev's happiness. Srila Guru Maharaj said, yeah, we know our Guru, Srila Guru Maharaj, is perfect in every way. And we're happy offering ourselves and everything in service to His holy lotus feet. Hare Krishna.